So we are now being recorded. This is the appeal for 233 Thayer Bay Road.
Yes.
We will go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you towards the end. Then they will recess the hearing and go into deliberative session, make a decision on what they think the value should be. Then the town will send you by certified mail a results agreements notice once they come up with a decision. Okay?
Okay. Well, I know Charlotte.
I'm Charlotte
Okay, all
Gardner.
right, going that way.
Robert Vickery.
Okay.
Jerry Barrows.
Jerry Barrow. I'm Al Bartlett. I'm trustee for my wife's trust. And I got a short story. Did you get my letter?
Yeah, did you get his letter, Bob? I didn't
We
get
saw an
it.
attachment, no.
Did you email it, Al?
No, I delivered the whole package right to the front
Okay.
desk. I don't email, as I know you would think,
Okay.
but I don't. And I don't text.
Did you get this?
I'm sure we have it. It's not in the packet, though.
It's not in the packet yet. If you sent it just yesterday. Or whenever you sent it.
No, I didn't send it. I brought it in.
You brought it in.
You know, we're having
Okay.
trouble with the mail, so I didn't trust
I
it.
know. True. I know. Thank you. We just are deluged with
Yeah.
information in this office.
So did you get the map that I drew up? With
That
all
was to come in the packet?
the
Yeah.
Well, is this extras?
No,
This
no.
is your.
That's mine, but
You
you can
want it
make a
back?
couple of copies.
We will. Let me make a couple copies
Okay, it's
quickly.
all on there.
Okay, is there anything else you want us to copy?
I got the quit claim deed from Collingwood to us.
You don't need that. That's
And
okay. Property transfer
I got the
status.
property transfer
Yeah, I don't
at
need that.
zero,
Okay.
so.
Let's see.
Other than that, it's kind of all in the letter. So every 15 minutes they come and go.
Well, we're running behind.
Yeah. No, because then it starts all. One of
To
the things
keep the
that.
recording going.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be on the recording, but because each hearing it has to be its own recording, and Andrew has to label the recording and put it on the website for 30 days, it's taking him. It's just an extra time, extra amount of work.
So even the recording is on the website.
Yes, it will be. By state statute, we have to have it on the website for 30 days. So it's a process, and we have so many days to put it on the website, and
I won't be checking the website either. Oh, God. So essentially, what I was we're hoping for is that we can get an adjustment on the land. Since how it's kind of, it's kind of in with the new stuff down on Jenberry Lane, and it's this is a real hodgepodge, as you can see. It was all camps, and over the years, a camp and a camp and a camp got added to a house and a house and a house. So the water lines, power lines, road right of ways, they all traverse the lot, the 0.99 acre lot that I got from Collingwood, which is here. It says 0.99 acres.
Right.
And I received that from Frank and Ruth Collingwood in 91 for no money. And I got there, I got all that paperwork if you want to see it.
No.
I don't know if you know the deal, but anyway, I agreed to cut the trees when it got wet. When Shepherd built his development, remember it got all
There,
the
Bay
tree
Road.
the trees
Yeah.
all died. So I made a deal with Frank. I'd cut the trees, seed it, and he would mow it. And he did until he moved away. So that was the deal. Pretty, that's plain and simple. And it had several right of ways on it at that time. So if you can see lot 7, 8, 9, and I put Collingwood at 10 because that doesn't show their lot. Anyway, it's the one at the end. It's now the mill. They all have a 20-foot easement across the 99, not the one, call it the 1 acre piece. And there's a gas line easement on the other side to all those houses. It also has a large mound system and a replacement area for lot 7. And so that land is not even, there's not, with the setbacks, there's not anything usable left on the land. Like I say, it was gifted to us for no value in 91. And on lot 6, our lot, we have a 20-foot water line easement in the back, and it's centered on a gate valve in our driveway. So it encumbers quite a bit of our backyard that can't be used, and it also has a power line easement that comes over here down the side yard and then across Gardner's. And so I guess what our hope was, that you could reduce our land value by 300 and get us down to 3.2, which would be double, which just seems to be what all of our neighbors are.
Al, your mound system serves two properties then?
No, that's just Fogle.
Just seven. Fogle?
Yeah.
So you have an on-site septic?
I have an on-site system, yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood that. I mentioned that you were sharing the mound, but you're not.
In that?
No, it's a mound. It's his mound.
Right. Is on your land.
There's a plan somewhere that shows a mound here and a replacement area here.
Right, I see that.
But that, it didn't get built like this for some reason. And I remember Dave Burke called me, and they made some changes to the mound system. Fine. But the replacement area now has to go like this.
Okay. And that's your replacement area?
No, that's his.
That's theirs. So all your replacement is on your existing site? On the other side of the road?
No.
Where's yours?
Right here in the front yard.
Yeah. On the other side of the road.
I don't really have much of a replacement area.
Ah.
So I don't know how that would work out.
You'd have to use some of this land.
Mm-hmm. There's no room. So I don't know whether it would be a mound system. You know, when this was perked 40 years ago,
right,
it was a lot different. The rules were different.
Right.
And I'm not sure back then if I even had to have a replacement area. I don't remember.
I don't think we did either.
Well, like I said, you know how it all got.
Yep.
It's not even developed. It's just a hodgepodge of one at a time. But the land really increased, and then the house, I don't know about. I don't know enough to argue what it would cost to build a house. I didn't build it. I hired a guy to build it. But it is 40 years old. I think one of the things that the team you hired kind of overlooked when they did just house values was, like, our house has 8-foot ceilings. I mean, You can tell from looking at the outside of a house by the size of the windows and the siding underneath the window if it's got 8-foot ceilings or 9-foot ceilings. And there's a big difference in cost.
Mm-hmm.
And say you could get $3.5 million for this house, you can't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. And the other thing, when they look at construction, they don't look at what I call box on a box. A simple two-story house is a lot cheaper to build than, for instance, what's the guy's name beyond you?
Bruce?
Bruce Berry. If you look at his house and you look at the roof lines,
right,
and you look at a box on a box with a straight roof, it's a huge difference in the cost to build.
Yep.
And
it's built into that price per square foot.
What's that?
It's built into the style of the building and the price per square foot. So
why are they all the same? I mean, you look at... Yeah. If you look at Bruce Berry's house,
I don't believe the styles are the same.
They're not the same. So the price per square foot is different for a house like Bruce's than it is for yours or mine.
But his assessment is less.
Could be. I wonder
what I'm saying is, if you go strictly square footage, that doesn't mean anything. It's the construction of the house. It's the nature of the roof. If it's a straight roof rather than a roof with gables and valleys and dormers, mm-hmm, those roofs cost a lot more than a straight And also, you got to look at the pitch of the roof. The steeper the pitch, the more expensive the roof.
Bruce's is around, Barry's is right around $3 million, or just above, total.
I wonder what the...
So if I looked at everybody that...
That's much newer.
We could look at... My wife can navigate the web page somewhat.
That's why.
But we struggle, but anyway, we got... It essentially looks like everybody around us doubled, give or take. And we weigh more than double. So I guess that's
$3.
If you could adjust it by the 300,000 so that we doubled like everybody else, I don't think we had any complaint.
Yeah, Bruce's base rate's lower. It should be.
Should be higher.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I don't want to be here talking about other people. You know what I'm saying? But man.
Well, we want to be
you want to be equitable, right?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm looking
fairness.
For.
Fairness. That's the whole purpose of reassessing, to bring everybody up to whatever their property is worth today. And his doesn't have 8-foot ceilings. His isn't 40 years old. It's only, his was built in 2010, 16 years.
The other thing I was looking at on your land value is you own lot 10, which is included.
Lot 10. No, I didn't know what to put there, Bob.
Yeah, so
I just put it there. Collingwood is because Collingwood is what I got the anchor piece from.
Yeah.
It's Lamel now.
It's now a guy named Lamel.
Owns lot 10.
Yes.
Owns lot 10. Yeah.
Okay.
But it didn't show it on your map.
Didn't that used to be a little trailer used to be there or something?
No, trailer used to be up here, right behind Al and.
Oh.
Right down where I left.
That was a camper trailer.
Yeah.
There were two of them, and then one of them, and then down to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a long time. Yeah.
And then I remember there being questions whether that was buildable lot or not.
And it wasn't
supposedly
because
it's not
frontage.
But there was a dispute about a 12-foot right-of-way, whether it was on your land or my land. My attorney says it's on your land, Dave Burt. I mean, he said it was on my land. So anyway, it's mute now.
Yeah.
You can't build on it, but according to the zoning administrator way back then, he could have put another camper on it because he kept that camper registered.
Right. He could have put a camper on it, but it didn't have any lake frontage or road frontage.
Yeah.
But because the camper was there, he couldn't build a house, but he could put another camper on
it. Okay. I remember something about that.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and it was all overgrown. It
took me 28 years to get it, but I finally got it.
Yeah.
Charlotte knows. She drove by longer than I did.
Yeah.
They had a right-of-way somewhere.
Was undefinable between Al and us.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know it was on his side or our side because there were no meets and bounds description. It was just one of those old Colonel Thayer right-of-ways to the beach. And that's pretty much gone.
It's gone.
We bought Holy Cross Road in part to remove some of that right to the water.
Hmm.
Because the 200 Holy Cross Road that we now own also had a right-of-way over that nondescript right-of-way. But
the whole thing, if you try to research, I don't know how much time you put in this, like the 20-foot right-of-way on the acre piece that's a road right-of-way for everybody that lives beyond us. Three lots have the 20-foot right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
Within the 20-foot right-of-way, lot 8 and 9, excuse me, lot 7 and 8 have a 12-foot right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
In the 20-foot right-of-way. Yeah, oh man, I went back. I spent a whole Sunday afternoon going through files to try to get... I didn't even remember half of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what it was.
On the map, it's got Lamel at 9-1.
Okay. Yeah, because Collingwood owned them both at one time.
Right.
He went to Mrs. Weir. You remember the Hatfield McCoys?
Yes.
When Frank Collingwood tried to build on lot 9... The people on 7 and 8 wouldn't let him go across because the road used to go right here where the numbers are. I mean, they were throwing corn cobs over the fence at each other. It was awful. So anyway, when I came along, I tried to solve the whole problem.
They did a good job.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Just didn't get the power line buried. Just,
not to my house. Still, I know,
on
sorry.
My, still on my list.
I know, I'm sure it is.
But they want so much money that...
I'll take a gift. I know, Al.
That's my old story.
All right.
Are we off the record?
We are.